morning. We're in the middle of Mihu Dechashed Amamon Dechashed Nam Yashvur, right? Our problem is, again, if the whole point of our Shvua is to get the guy to confess, the fact that we think that this guy is a thief should make our whole project of having make a Shvua a suspect. Because if he's bad enough to steal, he's also probably bad enough to lie about it, right? There are a few people who would go and like rob a bank, and then the police come and they say, "Sir, did you rob a bank?" And that's, I cannot tell a lie. I did rob that bank, right? So if he's chashed amamona, shouldn't he also be chashed ashkua? I mean, we assume that he's a liar, and he would lie to us. And if he would lie to us, then we're kind of up a creek without a poodle, the same as, you know, we would have been without him making a shvua at all. Because he'll just lie. So the one answer is, no, lo amrina migu de chashed amamona chashed ashkua. We actually do not make that assumption, right? People are actually much more likely to rob a bank, or let's say not rob a bank, but, you know, try to pickpocket someone, but they would not swear falsely about it, a shvua shvudarais. Option number two was that they are chashed on shvua. If they're chashed on mamon, they're also chashed on shvua. But this guy actually isn't really chashed on mamon because he doesn't really think of himself as a thief, right? All these reasons why someone might go and think or convince themselves that what they're doing is morally defensible, even though it's not, right? Right. The problem is that in general, it seems like those two do go together, right? That once you're a gazlan, once you are chashud on gezel, like in Masachi, but could be in Mavi Rivis, you're pasul le'edos and pasul le'shvua, right? And those two are the same list. And chashud on, if you're chashud le'edos, you're chashud for shvua. So if you're a gazlan, if you're a thief, you're pasul le'shvua, just like you're pasul le'edos. The Tosos, so we saw a few different answers. Let's jump ahead to here. Jay's one option was Tosos. Tosos said, maybe midoraisa, a gazlan's not pasul le'shvua at all, right? And we kind of built this into this idea that maybe the point of the Shavua is to try to, you know, encourage the guy to confess. And why not, right? We don't trust him, this guy. Maybe he's a bad guy, but maybe the fact that he's chashud on mamon, right, doesn't really change the fact that he's not chashud on Shavua. Or he is chashud on Shavua, but maybe make a Shavua anyway. Because we don't really trust him, but maybe he's not willing to do this added scarier aveira, right? Lotisa Shema Hashem Elokecha Lashav, the world shook when God said that at Har Sinai. And therefore, right, maybe he just won't do it. And that could encourage him to actually confess, right, or not steal. So maybe the whole idea of Shavua is more functional, let's say. It's all about whether or not it will help us get the guy to desist or, you know, and not steal and or not take the money improperly. And midoraisa, you're basically never pasul l'shvua. It seems like you might never able to be pasul l'shvua because it's always possible that it'll help, right? Option number two is that, of course, you're pasul if you're chashed on mamon, right? If you're a gazlan, you're totally pasul. But what? So Tosos says, Ein lefarish. Tosos doesn't like this because it doesn't work out with the shvua that you make by a shomer. But his theory is that all shvuos by a chashud are really midarbanan. Because midoraisa, the real reason why you make the shvua is because now we trust you. We trust you when you make a shvua. Okay? It's sort of like a ne'amanus booster. Right? Which makes sense, right? You say like, blah, 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 blah. And the guy says, I swear that I never did that, you know, or I swear I don't know, right? It's like the classic, like, confront the guy and he's afraid you're going to beat him up. And he swears that he doesn't know. Why is he doing that? Right? It's not because we think, oh, he's afraid to make a shavua, right? He's using it as a way to convince me that he's telling the truth, that he doesn't have information, right? And therefore, the protagonist or the bad guy in the book or movie shouldn't beat him up or torture him, right? It's not because he's afraid of making a shavua. It's the shavua as a way of boosting his ne'amanus, So here too, we're basically saying, oh, right, maybe the Shavua is a way to boost your Neman. Once you're kosher al Shavua, once you're a Gazlan, we don't trust you, even with a Shavua, right? Just like, you know, in the movie, the protagonist or the bad guy should never ever believe the guy who swears that he doesn't know anything, right? He always knows something in the movie. So you shouldn't trust him. And therefore, right, there's no Shavua. Elama, even though we can't trust you, the Rabbanon, mid Rabbanon, we use this construct of Shavua as a way to get you to confess or to be poreish from the Gaza. Okay? So meaning midoraisa, it's about boosting your ne'emanus. We believe you when you swear. Midrabanan, says the Ein Lefarish in Tosfos and Ksavos, it's a way of getting you to be poreish from doing something that you shouldn't be doing. Because even though we don't trust you, it could very well be that you're really afraid. Right? Especially since criminals are usually a cowardly, superstitious lot. For those who are holding a Batman. Okay, those are the two extremes, right? The Shavua is totally, the option here of Tosfos is, right? Shavua is totally about getting him to be poreish from a gezel and about his level of believability, of its effectiveness, and maybe it'll scare him, right? And then even though he's not, he's someone who's bad enough to do gezel, he's not bad enough necessarily to do Shavua Sheker, so he might be good, and you know, might be effective in stopping it from being bad. Or here is that no, it's about ne'emanos, but separately we kind of use it sometimes to get him to confess. Rabbi Huda Achasid says no. If you're chashan on mamon, right, then we're not going to make you have you make a shavua because we don't think it's effective either, and it wouldn't be appropriate to use the shavua that way because we think you're going to lie or have you swear, right? He kind of finds this middle ground, and he says if you're chashan, then maybe you'll be poreish, right? Maybe you'll go back to being a good guy. You're about to veer off the straight and narrow. You're worried about that. We think that maybe we can convince you or encourage you to be chozer to the straight and narrow because at the threat of making a shvua shav and stealing together would potentially discourage you from making the bad choice, right? But if we already know that you're a gazlan or we really suspect that you're a gazlan, then we won't make you make a shavua because you're pasul a shavua. Now, it's possible, according to Rida Chassid, that being a gazlan is not just something that prevents you from making the shavua, but it could also be something that passels you from the ability to make a shavua, right? It could be that you can't even make a shavua. Your shavua, like, might not even be kosher, okay? Be like even a more formal problem. Okay, we saw in the Rambam clearly said that Rishayim are pasul eidos, and also the lahayid imo afal pishu eidos emes. The fact that he's telling you the truth is irrelevant to the fact that in Rasha is pasul eidos, and you can never have a Rasha act as an aid, even if he's telling the truth. While by a chashad al shvua, by an oath, by ein mashbien azo, we don't, it's not that he's pasul, it's that we don't have him swear. And someone who's chashud in mashbiyan also, if he's chashud on mamon, if he's a gazlan, and in roi lasos eid b'tchila, in mischayv shavua, mashbiyan also. Meaning, if a guy admits that he's chashud al shavua, or on the mamon, let's say he says, oh yeah, I did an avera that was posel me from shavua in eidos. So for eidos, we wouldn't use him as a name, right? But for Shavua, he can totally be mashbia, right? Omrim lo, im emet ata omer, yishava, velo mipnei sha'avart avera, asur l'chal yishava be'emet. Now, what's interesting here is that, on the one hand, the Rambam seems to be saying, like Tosfos, that he's totally kasha, right? We don't trust him, maybe, right? Midraban, the psul is drabanan, right? As Tosfos in Tosfos in Bava Metzia said. Right? But really, fundamentally, he can make a shavua. We just don't do that, right? In mashbiyan also, but fundamentally, midoraisa is kash. Okay? On the other hand, if we don't know that he's pasul, and he's the one who tells us that he's pasul shavua, there's no problem for him to make a shavua, right? Which implies that fundamentally, he's totally kosher, right? It's like a practice thing, but theoretically, he's totally kosher l'shvua. On the other hand, the Rambam says, afilu ratza hatoveya in shomino. If the claimer or the plaintiff, right, says, I want this guy to make a shvua, shvuas moder emes, and I'm willing to accept it, so we would not have him make a shvua anyway, even though fundamentally, right, the guy could still make a shvua, right? It sounds like the reason why we don't have him do a shvua is because we're choshesh that he's going to lie, right? And therefore, if the only source that he's a chashud is himself, then we tell him, well, look, we don't know that you're a chashud, and if you're telling the truth when you swear, so it's a perfectly valid shvua, right? But then the Rambam said, if that's really true, so then if the other guy is willing to accept it, why don't we say, okay, well, he's willing to accept it, so who cares that whether or not we're choshesh that he might lie? Right? So it's a little bit tricky. Like, what's, there's no fundamental psul, why not let the Tovea ask for it? Okay. Now, what creates the psul shivua? Right? That's really our question. Why, what makes the guy possible? So in Ban, it says, Migu de chashra mamona chashra shivua lo amunyan, kim hani, I hachi, gazlanim umalvi ribis, yunem manim shivua, b'shivuasa. Okay, then why can't a gazlan be neman b'shvua? With elam rinan b'shtavea gazlan l'shtavea gazlan who itmiya? Why can't we have the guy swear? Because he's a gazlan, right? And that was like a bomb. Like, if you can't have a guy make a shvua if he's a gazlan. Utan hasam haya echer mehem misachik bekubya umalve beribes mafricha yonim v'sochre shvius shekinegdo nishba v'noto uberak hagozel itzim nami amrinan. The kovr bibikadon shenasa alav gazlan v'kano mishas kfira ifstulei l'shvua. Hagidamrina nami b'shmeitzin the pasul le'idas v'achanami pasul l'shvua. V'amai ha'amres the afal gav the chashid lo namamona lo chashidinan le'ashvuasa. Ve'efshar shegazal gazela pam achas v'achshav mishayv shvua in mosum le'oz l'shvua. Le'shekivan shekvar gazal pam achas. Okay, it's about the kashrus hagavra. We're choshesh that maybe he'll do tshuva, right? And therefore, what? So he says like this, says, right? Once someone is pasul le'idos, he's pasul le'shvua, right? But this guy isn't pasul le'idos yet, because maybe he'll do tshuva on the whole thing, right? So essentially, it's totally on the guy's kashrus hagavra, right? B'shem shvua lo mimna shari b'shem chomer shvua zu lo yachzir mamon hagezal rishon u'kashem shal yashir hagezal rishon lo yimna migezal zeh v'lo yachza tshuva l'chatzayim. So I'm not totally sure, is this Ramban focusing on the fact that he won't be osa tshuva l'chatzayim? Right, and that the guy's like the guy's now puzzled because he's actually chashad al shavua. He's like a gazlan. He has a shame rasha, and therefore he's puzzled. Or is that we're just worried, or we assume that he won't tell the truth, and that the shavua is meaningless because he's just going to lie. Right, he starts with the shavua lo mimna shari b'shur chomer shavua zu lo yachzir mamon agezal harisha. Right, but why is that important? Right, he didn't say, oh, and therefore, and since he's not going to do that, he's not going to return it, so therefore the shvua is useless because he's just going to lie, right? Instead, he says that, oh, he's not going to be osa tshuva lechatzayim, and therefore he's pasul l'shvua because he's a rasha who's stolen, right? Sounds like from the Ramban that there's like a psul gavra, right? And zesh lo gazal pamacheres, right? Shem a kofer b'mamon hui mechayiv leikshua dehavelu chechumri b'milsa parish mikula isura, and therefore he's not yet pasul. Because begavra, we're assuming that he might do tshuva. We don't know that this guy's a gazlan, right? We're chushish he might be a gazlan, but even if he's a gazlan, he might do tshuva, in which case he's still kasher l'shvua. Therefore, his shvua works, right? But the Ramban's making about the kashrus of the gav. Okay, I actually changed my mind here. By the way, I should really adjust this. I think Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is more about the is more about like we might not trust him. Okay, I'm going to change that at some point. We have a Ritva. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shelo yehei kol echad be'echad holich v'tokev b'taliso shel chaveiro. Peirush, tokev shelo kidin ma'ashma. V'hainu d'parchinan leim amigu d'chashar ha-mamon o'chashar ha-shvua. V'lo nirami alei shvua d'ha'ika mishom v'lifnei iver. Right? So the Ramban seemed to say that, oh, why can't, but there's a psul gavra, because he's a rasha, right? Or that there's a psul because of that because we don't trust him, so what's the point, right? You know, the two main arguments we've seen was one is maybe there's like some sort of psul gavra, and the other option is, well, what's the point? The Ritva says, no, the reason why we can't make him make a shvua is because we're going over on the fneiver l'titei mechshel, because we're setting this guy up for an unnecessary avera, right? If we're assuming that he's going to lie, so don't make him make the shvu at all. Uparkina delo amrina hai migu. Why? De efshar, because it's possible. Dibay lemigzal velo bay lemigzal velo ashavui b'shekra. He's happy to steal, but he doesn't want to steal and make a shvu asheker. Umishum shvu amoda, and maybe because of the shvu, he'll be moda and he won't steal, right? So what does that mean? Says the Ritva. Oh, it's not because. Right? We don't really trust him, because of course we don't trust him, right? And it's not because there's a psul gavra, because there's never really a psul gavra that prevents you from making a shvua. You can't be an aid if your psul aid does, right? But you can always make a shvua, because a shvua is really not about you. It's about how useful it is, right? And since it's you, okay, what about lifnei iver? That's our real problem. It says in our Ritva, okay, yeah, we have this problem of lifnei iver, but lifnei iver is only a problem if there's no reason to do it, if we know for sure that he's going to be over on the Avera, right? But here, we don't know he's going to be over on the Avera, because maybe, right, Efshar divide the Mikzavala by the Mikzavala Shtevu B'Shikra. So maybe the Shavua will actually be effective in getting him not to do the Avera, and he won't swear falsely, right? So for the Ritva, it's not that there's like a fundamental psul or this idea of like, oh, we don't trust him and therefore there's no point, right? It's that, well, there's this possibility that it'll work and otherwise it would be lifnei iver, because why make him swear if we know he's going to lie and he's going to make a shvua sheker? So instead of just being over on lo tigzal, he's also over on lo tisa. Great. You just made him be over on two averos, but how did that help us? That's lifnei iver, lo titei mechshel, right? You know he's going to lie. You know he's going to do the avera. And it's a little bit like, I say like with kids or students, you know, when you confront them about stuff, don't ask them in a way which, you know, is lifnei iver. Don't ask them in a way which kind of encourages them to lie or to try to, you know, to think that they could get out of it. When, you know, you're setting them up to like make things worse for themselves or to do a further avera. You know, you have that like, temptation to say like, oh, did you do X, Y, Z? And you know they're going to deny it. And then you'd be like, ha, but I have proof, right? Don't do that, right? Because now, instead of just having done X, Y, Z, they also, you know, lied about it. Don't set them up to lie, right? V'lo nirami alei shvua da'ika misham lifnei iver. Now, if there's a possibility that it's actually helpful, right, that it's actually meaningful and will actually do something, then there's no problem with lifnei iver. Okay? It's like a very utilitarian, like a very different take on it that says, oh, it's actually really not a shvuos issue, right? Or a dini mamonis issue, it's a lifnei iver issue. right? Okay. Also, which is like a very shavuos idea, but very like different, interesting from a different perspective. Im amar ini nishba, hujun osom yad. Im amar harini nishba, ungdim sham omrim. This is about any time you have a shavua. Anytime the guy says, "Okay, I'm gonna swear." So it's a mode of mikta, and he's gonna swear. So everyone there says, "Shuru na me'al ahaleha nashim harishaim ha'iva." Okay. Oh, everyone back away from these, from the tents of these rishonim. It's about Korach va'idasa, right? Who then gets swallowed up by the earth. Bishlama ha'hu dekamishta veya kai b'sura, right? The person who's swearing. So I understand why everyone should back away from him, because A, he might be over on Shvua Sheker, and in general, right, it's not so good to be making Shvua. Ela hahud kamishta be'aleyamah, right? What did the guy who said, "Oh, you owe me money," and the guy is Modi Mixas, now he has to swear to him. Why does he get this Suruna me'aleha nashim harashem eimah, right? It's in plural, it's both of them. So Rishon ben Tarfon omer, Shavuas Hashem tiye bein shnehem. Milamei shechala shavua al shnehem. Okay, shemashvien ozel, omrim lo, hevi yodeya shavua da'atcha, v'chule. Okay? The shavua is on both of them. And since the shavua is chal on both of them, if the guy makes a shavua sheker, right, both of them are participating in a shavua sheker. Right? Now, right, also, just like a side point, what's Shua's Heses? It's Lahafis Das Balabais, right? It's meant, it's for the towing, right? In which case, what's happening? The whole Shavua is really something between the two of them. So both of them are making the Shavua in some sense, right? It's a halachic interaction with two parties, right? The Mashbia and the Nishba, right? The person who is swearing and the person to whom he is swearing. And that person is involved in the Shavua. So what's our problem? Our problem is that if this guy is Choshel al Shavua and you're Mashbia him, then you're over an Isser. Right? Normally we could say, Haliteu l'Rasha v'yamas. Right? This guy, this Rasha wants to swear falsely, so let him swear falsely and God will smite him. Right? But that's not okay. We can't be mashbiahim because the person who's being mashbiahim is also a party to this shvua sheker. He's also being over on an issur, on a problem. He's also doing something wrong. Okay, so that's fascinating. It totally kind of changes the way we look at shvua, right? If shvua is just about like boosting the guy's ne'emanos or something scary, then I would assume that it's like much more limited and it's dependent particularly on the nishma, the person who's swearing, right? It's a way for us to leverage him, right, into admitting, or a way for him, the nishma, to bolster his ne'emanos. Here we're saying, right, it's actually some sort of like halachic construct that they're both doing, right? They're doing it together. And if that's really because that's true, so the mashbia also needs to know or think that he's doing this, and he's going to get it's going to come out as the truth. The truth is what's going to come out, right? It's not just a way of it's not a way of finding out the truth. It's a halachic. Let's say a halachic ritual that the two of them are participating in together. And if it's a shvua sheker, then they both participated in a shvua sheker, including the mashbia. Now, if shvua is actually more of a, almost like a tashlumin, right? It's this thing that they do as like either part of a way for the nishba to the nitan, let's say, to you know, Bahafis Daito Shobala Bias, or to like enter into like a, some sort of like contract, you know, divine contract, a religious contract between them, that they've, you know, he's fulfilled his responsibilities to him. So I guess like that makes more sense. If it's more of a way to just find the truth, right, either through Ne'amanos or through like fear of Shavua Sheker and the punishment, divine punishment, so then this is a little bit more more surprising. Okay, in which case, right, it's not a question of do we trust him because he's a Rasha or because practically, right, I guess we really should split that. We have the trust issue about whether it's like we don't trust him begavra because he's pasul, or practically because he's a liar face, right? And it's not lifnei iver as like a side issur, right? But it's a fundamental part of the shua that's chal on the towing as well. So these two are about the towing, right? As opposed to the, this idea is that we don't trust the nitan, the person making the shua, right? You know, what's the problem of making a chashud swear? One option is that it's a problem with the person, the chashud. He's chashud, so we just don't believe what he's saying. Or he's not able to make a shvuah because he's pasul, right? Over here, what we're saying is the problem is actually in the towing. The reason why we can't have the chashud swear is because then the towing would be over on the fnei iver, or the towing would be over on shvuah sheker, because shvuah Hashem yeh bein shnehem. Right? Totally flips the way we look at it. Okay. Third option. The im tomar, gazlan amai pasul l'shvua, this hosts us again. Kiva delo amrina migu d'chashad amamon d'chashad nami ha-shvua'ata. Yish lomar dim medrabanan pasul nishon d'pasul aso Torah le'idos, t'ksiv, liot id chamas. Velo gazru rabanan, hela hecha din no da psulo, and that's why the Torah doesn't pass on you. But if we have people who are chashud ala shvua or chashud ala mamon making a shvua, if they have a gazlan or someone who's known to make shvua shekers make a shvua, right? It just looks really bad. It's like it's a busha. It's a busha for the criminal justice system that we're having this guy swear even though we know he's lying, right? And it's a busha to God that we're having this guy swear in God's name when we know that he's going to lie, or when we think that he was going to lie, right? Now, but that depends what? On it being no doubt, on people knowing it, right? So answers Tosvos, all these cases of chashad ha-mamona, eno chashad ha-shvua, is it's not because, if he's a gazlan, he's pasul, right? But why is he pasul? Because it looks really bad to have a gazlan swearing, even though we think he's going to lie. But if nobody knows that he's a gazlan, would just suspect that he might be a gazlan, there's no problem. Right? It's an optics issue. It's an optics problem that you can't have this guy going around having Bezdin make this guy make a shvua if he's really possible. Right? If he's known to lie. A, because then it undermines the whole idea of shvua. Everyone sees people who, right, people lying under oath, so then no one's going to respect the fact that they're under oath. And number two, right, if everyone gets away with perjury all the time, then no one's going to respect that answer. And number two is it also is like degrades God, right? If we have, if we encourage or allow people to swear in God's name falsely. Right, so this is a third branch, right? Where we're not, it's not about trust and it's not about the mashpia, right? It's more of like bezdin, or it's like a universal issue, right? That by allowing this guy to swear, it undermines the shivua or it impinges on God's cup. Okay, pasuk ravan, v'chein hamaymini im amar hatoveh lechashod ishtaveali lo mishtabin ale mipnei. Chilo Hashem, v'chein nir al Rabbeinu Avi HaEzri or Rabbeinu Baruch. So says the Rabban. Even if the nitan, right, the plaintiff wants the defendant to swear, even though he's chashud, and he says, "I'm willing to accept it, but I want him to swear," right? Nonetheless, you can't do it because it's, there's a Chilul Hashem. Having someone who's a Gazlan swear, right, is Chilul Hashem. Right? But the Rashbat argues, and he says, oh, Chen V'niel Pinkaso, right, the case where the storekeeper and the workers both claim that they were not paid. So even though they're both going to make, they're both going to swear, even though it's each one contradicts the other, right? The halacha getanakama afal gav diika shvua shav vaday veherech, and he's marech to prove that he thinks that no, you actually have them swear. You can have this situation of chilul Hashem, right? As long as you know we have reason to do it. But anyway, say you know continues on whether or not what the halacha is. Right, but that's a great nafkamina. If it's about chilul Hashem, so then you can't have them swear. Right? If it's about trust, then maybe you really could. Right? The guy's a Gazlan. If it's about trust, about practical trust, if the guy says, I want it anyway, so we'd say, okay, he wants it anyway. He's willing to trust him. We don't trust him, but he wants to trust him. Or he's willing to waive his rights, you know, in return for a shvua, even though it's not a trustworthy one. That's his problem, right? That's his loss. If the Isser is because of Lifnei Iver, or the Isser is because of Chil Hashem, or because the Gavra is Pasul, so then it just doesn't work, right? Okay? Marichatz, and then the Shittim Kuvat says, in the Hakshos L'Rabbanon, the Pligia Benanas, my tamayu, watan chashal shvua shekenegdo nishba v'nota. The hasam lo havi taima mishum chashal shvua shav. Okay, well, the reason why you would swap a shvua from the nitan to the toin, right? Let's say there's a modem miktas, and the modem miktas guy was a gazlan, so he can't make a shvua. So we're mapik the shvua, we make the toin swear that he's actually owed the rest of the money. Okay? Because the Nitan is a Gazlan, he can't swear to defend himself. So the Toin needs to swear in order to collect. Why do we do that? Lo hevi taima mishum chashash shvua shav. The reason why the Nitan, why the defendant can't swear, even though he's a Gazlan, is not because we're worried that he's going to lie. Eli mishum da amar lei heich, because it's because the Toin says, ini rotze v'kabo shvua tcha ho'il v'ata chashud. Right? He says, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with accepting his shvua, says the Marikat. And in fact, we would accept his Shavua, but the Toin just doesn't want, right, isn't willing to accept it because he says, what do you mean? You're a convicted liar. If you're a convicted liar, I'm not going to accept your Shavua, right? That's ridiculous. But the reason is not because there's a psul in the Gazlan, in the Chasha, that he can't swear or that we can't let him swear, right? It's based on the idea that practically, right, we totally just don't believe him, right? It's not because we're worried that he's going to make a shvua shav. It's because the Toin, right, is not convinced, or our obligations to the Toin are not satisfied, right? Because he can say, oh, ho'el vata chashud, so your shvua is meaningless. Right? But it's not because he's fundamentally puzzled. And it sounds like from the Marikatz that if the Toin didn't say that, we wouldn't necessarily swap the shvua. And if the Toin said, I want to accept this Chashur guy's shvua, that it would work. And we would, right? It says, Shulchan Aruch, Chashur al-shvua, ein mashmiyonoso, lo shvua satar, v'lo shvua shal debrayim, v'im amar ha-toveya ekabel shvua tau, afal pishu chashur, ein shomer. It's Shulchan Aruch paskins that we don't. We would not accept the shvua. We would not do that. Why? It says the Sma, tamu nira, mishom shu nechshad, Sheyotzei Shem Shemayim Mipiv LaSheker Yesh Chilul Hashem B'davar. As the Sma says, yeah, why? Because of Chilul Hashem, right? And since there's Chilul Hashem, we're simply not going to accept his, allow him to swear. Not because the Toin, you're right. From the Toin's perspective, if he's willing to accept it, great, that's his problem, right? But we can't allow it because it's a Chilul Hashem for it to be Yotzei Shem Shemayim LaSheker, right? So we have like a general, universal, communal problem of Chilul Hashem. And then he brings down, Ubeir Shushan Kasav, dipsulo nilmad midiksiv al tashes yadcha im rasha, v'nivhak ma'od b'zeh. And the Levush says, no, the reason why he can't swear is because he's pasul begavra. And he brings the pasuk of psul edus. Right? And he says, I have no idea what the Levush is saying. Right? What's Levush making stuff up? And what's Makesher to Edus? But the answer, I think, is Pasha, right? The Levush is convinced that Shavua creates like a din of Ne'amanos. When you swear, we believe you. You, Begavra, are a Choshud, are a Gazlan. Just like we don't believe you by Edos, we don't believe you by Shavua. You're Pasul, right? And therefore his Shavua is ineffective. Al-Tashes Yadcha Im Rasha is like, well, you're a Rasha. So your Edos is invalid and your Shavua, we don't believe, right? Because if Edos, if Shavua is a way of, is like a halachic construct that makes, that after you do it, we believe you, right? It boosts your Ne'amanos. Then if you're Pasul, we don't believe you. Just like if you're Pasul for Eidos, we don't believe what you say, right? Because halachically, you're Pasul Eidos, so the words that come out of your mouth, right, don't have a shame Eidos. Here, your Shavua is just Pasul as a Shavua. We don't believe you, right? So who cares that the Tovea says, I want him to swear anyway, right? Says the Marikatz, it's a practical thing, right? That what? That the guy is probably won't make a Shavua Shav. Or maybe the fear of making a Shavua Shav will convince him not to steal, right? And that's independent of whether or not the guy's kasher or a pasul or a tzaddik or a rasha, etc. Right? Says the Sma, no, it's about the formal psul of the gav. Okay? So if we put this right back into perspective, we have the idea that it's a gnai lashbio. Right, so this idea, even if the Tohen wants it, there's like a psul of like Chil Hashem, right? Or is that we don't trust him, right? But he's not actually pasul is one option. And therefore, if the Tohen says, I want it, and I trust him, great. And the Rikat says, oh, yeah, if you trust him, you want to accept it, that works, right? The Ramban sounds like it's more of like a din in the Gavra, right? That if he's a Rasha, then we don't trust him. It's not the yafresh v'osa tshuva. It sounds like the osa tshuva is important there. Right? It sounds like it's not good enough that he might not be willing to make a shuva sheker. It sounds like he also needs to do tshuva in order for his shuva to work, which would bring him over here to the idea that there's also like a shame rasha. Okay. While the ritva, right, and the gemara and shuva salamitet sound like, no, it's a din of the toveya. Because he's demanding a shvua, right? And this guy's going to lie. So either shvua Hashem, tiyeh bein shnehem, they're both involved in the shvua sheker. And it's also usher for the toveya to ask for it, right? Or, says the ritva, right? It's because lifnei iver lo titeim echshol, right? Which is more of a universal and less of a shvua specific thing. But it creates like a similar result. Okay. Says like this. Veneer the hadi cause of Khashara Shivua lo mifsal, Ainusha Avar Kvar Ahashvua, the Kayota possession nifsa o yadola idos, velo mifsa vishvua acheres, the hashta chazar the kashrusa. Defsha hashta chazar the kashrusa. The dafigabi idos with the chadis rahmana altashis yet rasha eight. Right? But Elaki Mechid Barasha also chuva. Right? So the Ketos says, like, it was like, oh, wow. And he says, oh, yeah, really, we would be mashbia a chashud and a gazlan, legama, right? And it's like mind boggling. He's just like, yeah, chashud la shvua, lo mifsal, right? Hainu sha'avar kvar al shvua, v'kayotubze, nifsal yadol etos. Below Mifsal Shvua Cheres, right? If Chashal Shvua is not Nifsal, he's just totally kosher. Even if we know that he made a Shvua Sheker at one point, we know that he made a Shvua Smod Mixas that was a lie, And we have Eden that prove it. Okay? Why? Because it's possible. Efshar hashta chazar v'kashru. So, who knows? Maybe he did tshuva. All right? Ava hashta hasam inema migu dechashar amamona chashar am yashvua. Im kein shvua zu lama im rotsa ligzor achshav arei yishava nami l'sheker achshav zef yibu min ha-Torah shvua sa shvua sfina. But if we think migu dechashar amamona chashar am yashvua, so then it means that we're assuming that he would continue to lie, and then what's the point, right? But like the two options in the Gemara of Migudah of Chashad Amona, Chashad Ami Ashvua, or not Chashad Ami Ashvua, are just the question of, do we say, well, maybe he'll do tshuva, right? And there's a point, or maybe there's just no point, right? Because the Shuvah is chinam, right? Because what's the point of having him swear at all? Shuvah zu lama, right? It's totally practical. If we think that there's a possibility, not that we think it's true, there's a possibility maybe he did tshuva and maybe he'll, you know, he won't make a shvua sheker. So then, Rasha Nami must be an oso, even if he's a gavlan, because etzer also tshuva. Maybe he did tshuva and maybe this will help, right? And the other option is no, it definitely won't help, right? But it's totally a practical question, okay? I think we're going to stop here. You know what, 1 second. Yeah, we're gonna stop here because otherwise we'll continue that next year.